Good morning, church. It's good to be in the house of the Lord again. Thank all of you who made an effort to come out last evening for the fellowship night. It was a really, really good night with the youth around the movie. We're going to be in Proverbs today, if you want to turn to Proverbs. If you call out for insight or knowledge and cry aloud for understanding, if you look for it as for silver, search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. So we're going to be looking today at some of the Proverbs of Solomon. Today God wants to teach us some of the many benefits of living in, with His insight and wisdom, and the understanding that we get from our Father. You go with me in prayer. Lord, we come to You today to thank You for guiding our lives. Thank You, Lord, for giving us insight and wisdom. Father, I ask that You'll have Your way this morning, Lord, that I'll not get in Your way, but that You'll just move across the body of Christ today and teach us some of Your wisdom and knowledge today. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to begin in chapter 1 today of Proverbs. As you all know, Proverbs is mostly written by Solomon. So I looked up what a proverb is. It's a short saying that expresses some obvious truth. And if any of you have read through the Proverbs, you know that there's just a lot of little sayings here and there through the chapters. We're going to be in just the first four chapters this morning. I'm not going to be looking at the whole chapters, but there are some things that the Lord showed me that are relevant for today in our lives that we need to understand and pay attention to. When I was in school, I didn't really care much about education. I was planning on farming. That was my plan for life, because that's what I had been doing for the first 14 years of my life before I went to high school. I did get good grades. I enjoyed learning. I enjoyed the classes that I had, but they were mostly ag classes that were going to teach me something that I needed to know for what I was doing. And of course, that all changed. Lord had something else in mind for me besides farming and milking cows. Patsy says, thank you. So, but in looking at the Proverbs, I began to realize how important education is and how important learning is, how important getting insight, getting knowledge, and most important is getting knowledge and wisdom from the Word of God. So let's begin by looking at the purpose of the Proverbs. What are they for? And in the first seven verses there of Proverbs 1, I found seven different things that these Proverbs are for. It begins by saying these are the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. And I don't know if you all remember, but Solomon was the wisest king that was ever around. I mean, he had more wisdom than any other king before him or after him, as far as I know. He was just full of God's wisdom. And so that's why the Lord had him write down his little sayings and proverbs, because to teach us the right way to live, the right way to walk, and the right way to go about our lives. So the first thing there in verse 2, it says it's for attaining wisdom and discipline. I know from experience that both of these are very important. And we can see in the lives of some children today that there's not enough discipline in our life, in some of our lives today. We have to be disciplined. We have to walk in wisdom. We have to learn wisdom. We have to walk a disciplined life. Second thing I found in verse 2 there is that they're for understanding words of insight. So the Proverbs are there to teach us to understand. So we're learning, not only are we learning wisdom, but we're learning to understand, and then insight is knowledge. So to gain knowledge. Third thing in verse 3 says, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life. Doing what is right and just and fair. Verse 4, the fifth thing is for giving prudence to the simple. Knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. And for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. So the Proverbs talk about a lot about the wise, and they talk a lot about fools. You know that we don't want to be a fool. We want to be wise in the ways of the Lord. We want to walk in His ways. I want to focus mainly on chapter 2 today. So we're going to begin there in verse 1 of chapter 2. And it begins there, because it starts out, my son, if you accept my words, I feel like this is the Father talking to His children, talking to us, telling us something that's important in our lives. And it says, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight or knowledge and cry aloud for understanding, if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. So, this is telling me that it's very important for me to spend time in His Word. To spend time learning the ways of God. To spend time and effort. When you think about, we're to look for it as for silver. I don't know if any of you have read any of the history about gold mining and silver mining and people that find it. A lot of those guys, that is, when they get that in their mind, they cannot think of anything else except, I've got to have some gold. I've got to get into a mine somewhere and get some gold. And that's all they think about. Or you think about hidden treasure. Maybe you've got a map that points out some hidden treasure somewhere. That's going to be the main goal in your life, is to get to that treasure and dig it up. Oh man, that would be so good. And that's the way we're to look at the treasures in the Word of God. If that's our sole purpose, that's what really makes my blood go. I just want to get in the Word of God. And that's what it's saying here. To look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure. It says, then we will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Verse 7 goes on to say, He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For He guards the course of the just and protects the way of His faithful ones. Just this week, Britt called with a testimony that happened last Sunday, actually. And I just want to share this with you because it's special in our family, to our lives. But it's just a way that God looks out for us and protects. So I don't know if you remember, Lexi wasn't here last Sunday because she was sick. She had a strep throat, and so she went to the urgent care while we were at church last Sunday morning to get some antibiotics to, so she could start feeling better, because she felt she wouldn't be able to go back to school on Sunday evening because she felt so rough. Well, Britt said around 4 o'clock, she just got up from laying around. She said, "I think I'm feeling good enough. I'm going to go ahead and head back tonight." And so they began to put her things in the car, in her little red Honda that she takes to school, and getting things ready to go, and got the car loaded and was getting ready to leave, and Jesse came out and he found a big sidewall bulge on one of the front tires, and he said, "You're not going to be able to drive this to Cincinnati, because if you would have a blowout, why, it could be dangerous for you." So they ended up switching things over to Brittany's car so she could take her car. Well, then come to find out, the car's no gas in the car, to even to get to a gas station. And Jamie had just gotten her a gift card, so she was planning on getting gas on her way down to school. So they took time to switch things over, and you have to realize that all this time is delaying her departure. So she's not going to get there when she planned on it. So they got things switched back over to Britt's car. Then someone in the family said, "Well, just go up to the tanks and put gas in so you don't have to stop and delay yourself any longer." So that was done, and she started on her way. And after the shooting happened there at 6171, Britt realized that Lexi was about 20 minutes ahead of that happened, and that's where she was planning to stop for gas. So you see, God was watching out for her. You know, we have delays in our lives all the time, and I've stressed this before, but when we learn to be, as Paul says, be content in whatever circumstance, when we learn to realize that God's in control and we're not, we can handle the delays, because we realize that probably he saved us from some catastrophe that was going to happen on the way. So we thank the Lord that he was guarding over Lexi, that he was watching over her as she was going back to school, because there was actually two people killed there at that gas station from a guy who is from an evil man. And the verses that follow this just go right along with that. He was a guy that was trying to steal a car. And if you read on then with verse 9 here, it says, "Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who leave the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways." So the Lord protects us from those kind of people. He plans our day, every day. He plans our night. So as we learn God's wisdom, as we walk in his ways, he's there to protect us. He says he'll give us long life as we walk in his ways, as we learn his wisdom. Over in chapter 3, I'd just like to look at the first 4 verses there of chapter 3 in Proverbs. It says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." So don't forget the Lord's teaching. It's there for our benefit. And now over in chapter 4, let's begin with verse 1 in chapter 4. Again, he says, "Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, 'Lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding, and do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you.' Wisdom is supreme." That means it's at the top. Shouldn't be anything that we want more than wisdom. "Therefore, get wisdom, though it cost all you have. Get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble." And verse 13 is the one that I want you to hold on to. "Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life." Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go, for it is your life. So when you have a chance to gain education, knowledge, and wisdom, take it. Look for it as for silver, for hidden treasure, and then guard it, because it's your life. As the praise team comes for a final song today, if any of you have a need, we'd love to pray with you. Or if you have a praise, we'd love to hear that as well. So whatever your need is, we'll be here to pray with you.